What's up? I have a guest here today, a very special guest. I got my girl Nizza here today. We're going to talk about a couple topics, I guess. So let me introduce you to her.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
So, Nizza, we're here today. We got your New Year's Eve mix here. We're going to introduce it to the whole world. My listeners, actually, I should say. My very special listeners. This is a chick who makes my beats. She's a fucking beast at her fucking job. So I want to ask her a couple questions. You ready?
Let's go.
We ask, you know, little sexy questions too. No, I'm fucking with you. No, I'm kidding. So, when you're making your music, what the fuck do you think about? Because this shit is fire. And I just want to know, like, what inspires you? Like, what are you thinking about when you're making your beat, when you're making it come together? What do you do? Do you have, like, a ritual? That sounds kind of crazy, but, you know.
Ritual? Not really. Let's see. It actually takes me a very long time. I'll try with one. If it doesn't sound right, I go on to the next thing. If that doesn't sound right, it at least takes me about an hour to really come up with something. It's not easy.
Okay, so, what are you thinking? When you're making your music, what are you thinking about? Like, is it all based on how you're feeling that day? Like, if you feel like shit, are you gonna do a raunchy-ass, shitty beat? Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you make your beats? Like, is it based on your feelings? Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
No, not really. So, I do it based on, like, what I like. Okay. If I like electronic and stuff like that, that's what I go for. I want to do more electronic beats instead of, like, trap and whatnot. I'm trying to get more into the trap, but that's not so easy.
That's not your stilo?
It's not easy. It's not my thing, but I'm trying.
Okay. What's in your playlist right now?
I have a lot of unreleased stuff that I want to put out, but... I don't know.
Okay, so we could expect some shit from you, basically.
Oh, yeah. Soon. Like, oh, yeah. Some new I'm shit. Working on something.
All right. So right now we're going to let the people hear your New Year's Eve mix because, like, 2 days ago was New Year's Eve. So that's what we're going to do right now. So you heard it here first, people. This is her New Year Eve mix. Which, by the way, I love. It's fire. It's my favorite. We were playing it all fucking night. We were getting drunk as fuck in this bitch. So, when you made this, like, what were you thinking? What the fuck, like, how did you come up with this?
Well, I thought of New Year's Eve. That's the most happiest time. That's when people are dancing, jumping around, and I wanted something to fit that mood.
Well, you did it, because I was dancing. I damn sure was dancing. So, what was your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution was to stop smoking.
Smoking what?
Marijuana.
Okay, just in case you people don't know. Yeah, I know, some people might have thought crack or something, you know.
I've been doing very good at it so far.
So, actually, that's, the reason why I ask is because that is our topic for today, is weed. We're gonna, you know, touch different shit about weed. That looks so good. We're drinking. We're having some drinks here. We're having Long Island iced tea. No, actually
Rum Island iced tea.
Rum Island iced tea. Excuse me. All right, so let's jump into it. Why did you want to quit smoking weed?
I wanted to quit because I was actually doing it too much. Like, at a certain point, you have to stop. And I was doing it. Before, I was doing it 17 times a day, then I dropped down to 12, then I dropped down to 6, then I dropped down to 4, then okay. I finally dropped down to 1, and now I don't do it no more.
Okay, so some people feel like weed should be legalized, some people don't feel that way. You quit because you felt like you were doing it too much. Do you think that weed is addicting? In your honest opinion, it's not fact. We're just debating here. These are not facts. These are our fucking opinions.
Honestly,
do you think weed is fucking addicting? What do you think?
I don't think it's addicting. I wasn't addicted to it. I just like the feeling. I was calm when I would smoke. And me personally, I have a very bad temper. And I would use that to stay calm. And that also helped me with my music. To me, music sounds better when I'm high.
So, okay. So, to you, it's not addicting. Let me play devil's advocate here for a second. You said it helped you stay calm. And you were doing it too much, which is why you stopped. Do you think you were getting addicted? That's why you were doing it too much? Like, why do you think you were doing it too much? Were you angry all the time?
No, it was fun for me. It was something that was fun. I wasn't doing anything besides making music. And when I don't know.
You think music sounds better?
It was mostly for the music.
Like, when you fucking are high and you're listening to music, I don't know if all my listeners smoke weed. There are a few of them that don't, but if you just smoke a blunt and listen to music, it does sound different. It has a different sound, so I do feel you. Do you think your music is not going to be sounding as good now that you don't smoke weed?
No, definitely not. It'll still be on top. It'll still sound the same. I will not slack. That's something I don't play with.
Well, you heard it here first, people. She don't play when it comes to her music. I know she don't. And if you haven't fucking checked her out, she's on SoundCloud. So you better go check her out. Should marijuana be legalized, in your opinion?
Yes and no.
All right.
Yes, because there are people that actually need it.
Okay.
People have health issues and hiding it. If you're going to buy weed and you have to hide it, like, It's not cool.
Yeah.
No, because I feel like things are going to get out of hand. If it's legalized, people are going to go crazy, honestly.
They are. I fucking agree. I think some people won't know. I think people abuse it. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be honest here. Weed should have been legalized. I mean, we have fucking cigarettes legal, and this kills motherfuckers every fucking day. So, I mean, and they abuse the shit out of cigarettes. What do you think? Like, why not legalize weed? But cigarettes is giving motherfuckers cancer. Listen, cigarettes give motherfuckers cancer. It's legal. weed cures cancer. It's illegal. Does that make sense?
I'm weird and I don't want to start this, but it's just something with the government, honestly.
It's government. You know, I think it is the government. It's, you know, look, the government is out to kill motherfuckers. I believe that 100%. Do you agree, Nizza?
I do.
Okay. But just to let you know, she's trying to join the Illuminati.
We will not mention this.
We're not going to get into that because the topic's weed right now. All right. So, it is government. It has nothing to do with government. Look, we know that alcohol was illegal back in the day. It eventually got legal. Do you think that, that's because the government found a way to tax that shit?
No.
Why do you think alcohol is legal and weed, which, like you said, it helps fucking people.
It helps people, but obviously the government don't want people to be helped. Because if they did, it would have happened a long time ago. They know that weed can help people. They know that. They are just scared of the outcome. That's why very few places are slowly legalizing it.
Now, when you say they're scared of the outcome, what do you mean by that?
I don't think they want to see good. If whatever they're seeing now, that's the good for them. But if marijuana is legalized, you know how much money is going to come in? Yeah. Some people are going to continue to sell it, you know, on their own. And I guess they don't want people to make their own money. Marijuana is a very big money maker.
Do you think that they don't want to legalize it because they want to keep the jails full of people?
Maybe.
Like,
I didn't think about that.
You know, they enjoy locking people up just because they have a bag of weed or some shit.
Which is completely stupid. And that's why I'm glad that there's this new rule. You cannot get locked up if you are carrying less than 25 grams.
And this is in New York State, New Jersey State, or is this everywhere?
I don't know if it's everywhere, but I know that in, like, the tri-state, yeah.
Area. The tri-state area.
You can't get locked up for carrying less than 25 grams. If you have the proper identification, and you're not doing nothing bad, you're not selling it out in front of them, you can't get in trouble for it.
I mean, basically, if somebody pulls you over, and like, a cop pulls you over, and you have, like, a nick on you,
you can't get in trouble for that. And your fucking
ID, you'd be like, yo, this is for personal use, bro.
You can't get in trouble for that.
And
they will do something, you know, they're gonna try and
fine you or some shit.
Yeah, but they can't lock you up for it. You have proper identification, you're not selling it, it's just in your pocket. You can't get in trouble for it.
Well, I think this is a fucking awesome rule, and I might start walking around with nicks on me just to test your theory. And if I go to jail, I hope you have my bail money set to the side.
All right.
All right, so let's stop talking so serious about this weed topic. One of my listeners asked me a question. I want to ask your opinion on this. He's a guy. He asked me to ask this on the show. He said, do you think weed, you know, like, makes sex better? Or does it make it the same? My opinion, I think it makes it better. I think it's fucking great. What about you?
I can't really answer that question. Me, honestly, I used to smoke 24/7, so there wasn't really a difference that I could feel.
So, basically, we're going to have to bring you back on the show because now you quit. You haven't had sex since you've been sober?
No.
So, 2015 hasn't been consummated yet.
Yeah.
That's horrible. What the fuck kind of life are we living here? You better drink up, baby, so you can give your dude some pain.
Oh, God.
This is bad. This is bad. No. Okay, so I have something to compare to. And I feel like sex is way better when you're high. What about drunk? When you drink, do you feel different?
When I'm drunk, I have to be careful. Yeah, it feels good, but I have to be careful because if I get shaken up, everything starts spinning.
Yo. I can't deal with that. Yeah, can you imagine? Like, you're fucking and then all of a sudden, like, blah. Like, yeah, I threw up on you, bro. That just happened.
No. I've come pretty close. Actually, I had to run out and just go throw up.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's bad. Okay, so I get you. I got you. What else can we talk about weed here? Like, there's so much dynamics when it comes to weed. It's just like, I don't even know.
Selling. Do people deserve to sell? As long as they're like not getting into trouble or nothing, do people deserve to sell it?
Illegally or legally?
Yeah, I feel like if you're not doing nothing, if you're not doing nothing wrong, you're not killing nobody, you're not forcing them to buy your weed, you just want to make money for yourself so you can make a living. Some people do it for a living, mm-hmm. and they're getting in trouble for it.
Okay.
I find that unfair. Some people need money. If selling, you know, weed is the way that you could get quick money, then, hey.
Well, okay, what about a chick who's selling her vagina?
I think that's different. No, that's different.
But she's not hurting nobody. She's not forcing
nobody. She's not hurting nobody. She's not forcing nobody, but there's morals.
Well, wouldn't somebody say that about your weed? You're not going to catch a
disease from selling weed.
Yeah, but if she's safe, what if she's a safe girl? She's using condoms. She has her own morals. She doesn't smash just any regular, I mean, random guy. She's just like, she makes sure this guy's decent, and she wants to sell her vajayjay.
I don't know. Because me, personally, I wouldn't do it.
I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm just showing you what somebody with the opposite mind of you. You think it's okay. I personally think weed should be legalized to a degree. And then I have my, you know, like I have the devil and the angel on my shoulder when it comes to that situation. But I'm just playing the person that is totally against this. That's what they would say to you. A girl's just out here. She's just trying to make her money. A guy or a girl selling weed, they're just trying to make their money. Like, you know, can you argue that? Or can you see the... I know you can't get a disease from selling weed.
That's an iffy subject, though. The comparing the weed with the... I don't know what you want to call it. Prostitute, whatever.
The prosty. We'll call her the prosty.
That's an iffy thing. But, like, with selling weed and stuff, I feel like... See, I'm from New York. If New York looks at Colorado and stuff and look at the good, crime has gone down. They're making more monies to build, you know, more schools and stuff like that. The government is looking at the bad that comes from marijuana rather than looking at the good.
Well, what is the bad?
The legal stuff. That's the bad part. They're seeing it, you know, it's being sold illegally. That's what they're going to continue to see. Oh, hey, that's bad. That's bad. They would never legalize
it. They want to paint it in a bad picture, basically.
When it's not even all that bad.
It really isn't. It brings peace. People chill and just have a fucking chill ass time. There's no time for killing if you're high. Because you really honestly don't give a fuck. But, like, I guess, like you said, the government wants to paint it in a picture where we believe it's not good. Oh man, this fucking drinks are getting to me, but the fucking thing is that I had something to say about weed. Oh fuck, what was it? Lord. We're gonna come back to that. Do you think that weed is the gateway drug, like people say?
No. Because, I don't think it's a gateway drug because, how can you not get high? Like, when you smoke weed all day, 24/7, there's no way that you're not getting high. I can have one blunt and take, like, two pulls. I'm super duper high. Super high. And this is coming from somebody that smoked 17 times a day.
Yeah.
And somebody not just started, but somebody who smokes, and they're smoking, like, two blunts, and they're like, I'm not high. I think that's the most bullshit ever. It frustrates me.
No, okay, so you can, like, oh, shit. I definitely, yeah, you do look frustrated. That would probably be because you haven't gotten none for the year of 2015.
Not though. Even.
No,
it's
I'm
not
kidding,
even
I'm
that.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
Because, like, I know someone, like, she smokes, me and her, we used to smoke together or whatever. And we'd have, like, three blunts. And mm-hmm. she'll smoke, like, one whole one. We're about to go into the second one. She was like, yo, I'm not even high. And I'm like, this is crazy. How are you not high? And I'm, like, dying over here. Like, I don't understand. How are you not high? She's like, I'm just not high. So, what are you trying to tell me?
I get that. I fucking understand what you're saying. I know if I take two pulls of a blunt, I'm done for the fucking year.
Snoop Dogg, he could probably smoke a blunt and he's high. I know that for a fact.
So your argument is it's not a gateway drug?
No.
Because, so would you say this? Look, I see it like this. This is my opinion on this. Somebody told me this a while ago. I never saw it like this. And I think alcohol is more of a gateway drug than fucking weed, if you think about it. 9 times out of 10, the first thing you do is take a sip of liquor or beer or whatever.
Because that's what everybody wants to experiment with.
Yeah.
And when you hit a certain age, oh, hey, I want to try a cigarette. Or, hey, I want to try some weed or whatever. Me, I started out with alcohol. I did not start smoking until I turned 18.
Mm.
I've never smoked anything else besides weed.
You never smoked a cigarette?
No, I despise of cigarettes.
That's good. Smoking cigarettes is a horrible thing.
I feel like people who go on to something else, they just want an extreme high. That's what they want. They want a different feeling. They want a different type of, they want a different vibe.
So instead of saying, this shit is not making me high, they should say something like, I want a fucking crazy ass high right now. I want to go fucking see spiders climbing on the wall and film on my body, basically.
But then that gives marijuana a bad rep. And that's why people are saying, oh, hey, this is bad. That's why they don't want to legalize it.
Well, if you think of our generation, well, I'm older than you, so your generation, I should say, I'm ancient compared to you. Your generation, they seem to like to pop Molly and fucking do all types of shit. What do you think that comes from? Like, instead of, like, you're a cool ass motherfucker, you'd rather go smoke weed, but your peers are out here popping mollies, doing E and shit. Where the fuck do you think that comes from?
Yeah, music.
You think the music is what?
It's the different type of music that's influencing people. Not even my generation, people younger than me. It's this music that's getting to them. And you hear some, oh, hey, I want to pop Molly. Oh, hey, I want to take lean, blah, blah, blah. They're making this so famous. And this is people that little kids are looking up to. I don't understand how. How can you look up to somebody that's overdosing on lean or want to pop Molly and stuff? Like, that's dumb.
Do you think it's, like, the parents' fault to a degree because they're letting their kids listen to this shit? Or
no, it's not even that. Like, some parents, maybe you can blame them, but some parents you can't because your child is going to do whatever they want. You can hold your child from whatever. You can try and protect them from whatever. But at the end of the day, they're going to go out and do whatever they want.
Yeah. So, if you think about it like this, if we take a step back and think about it. The government has to do with this music and shit being released. So, they're okay with people fucking popping Molly. And fucking, you know, drinking lean and all types of shit, but they won't legalize weed. Does that fucking make sense? Like,
I think they're scared that people will actually come together and like each other.
They don't want that. Well, if you think about it, they want to make it seem like certain individuals of certain races and certain cultures are ignorant and a bunch of bullshit. But in reality, we know that's not fucking true.
I remember reading this thing a few years ago saying, once the people come together, the government won't know what to do.
Yeah, because they want us to riot, fight each other, kill each other.
Yeah. It's the United States for you.
So, okay. So let's take a step back here. We touched on weed, whether it should be legalized or not. What our conclusion is, it should be legalized. I mean, there's more positive than negative.
It should be legalized for predominantly medicinal use. I feel like people who have, you know, health issues and whatnot, they should have first priority.
All right. Let me interject. Okay. So, like, if you need a prescription from your doctor, how do you know people are not going to go to their fucking doctor and be like, yo, this and this is wrong with me. I need some weed. Like, people might abuse
it. It's like that in California, though. You could get a marijuana thingy card. You could just be like, oh, hey, I have a cut or something like that. Not really, but it could be the littlest thing and you are able to get it. But at the end of the day, like, you have proof. It's not like you
doing it illegally. You went, you got a prescription, whatever. So why are you getting stopped?
Yeah. So it should be, in your book, it should be legalized, but for medicinal use only.
Yeah.
Okay, like, somebody should...
If you want to do it for personal use, keep that, like, you know, in your house. I feel like if you're doing it in your house, you shouldn't be able... You shouldn't get in trouble.
If you're doing it in your house.
If you're doing it in your own house, you shouldn't be getting in trouble. You're not disturbing the peace. You're not in front of kids. Nothing.
So, you smoked weed. I mean, you said you smoked, like, you used to smoke, like, 17 blunts in a day.
Yeah.
All right, so you've had experience with this shit. Let's get into the different types of weed there are, the different types of highs. I mean, let's go first. Let's take it to, like, what is the worst high you ever had? Have you ever had a bad high?
Oh, man. All right, so when I was 18, around the time when I had just started, a few months later, I smoked some sour diesel from California.
Holy shit.
And I was tripping balls. I thought I couldn't breathe. I thought I had bubbles in my throat. And I was screaming for my asthma pump. And my friends were just like, yo, calm down, calm down. I'm like, no, I can't breathe. I can't burp. I have bubbles in my throat and they're suffocating me. That was the worst high. No, that was one of my worst highs. I had another bad high about last month.
Oh, what?
At my mother's house.
What weed were you smoking, for the record?
I had took a break on smoking sour. Mm-hmm. And I started smoking it again. And I was bugging. I don't know what happened, but I was like, I can't breathe. Mommy, I'm having a heart attack. I even thought I was passing out. Like, I sunk down to the floor. I was grabbing my heart and all. And then I had to call my boyfriend. And I was like, talk to me, because I think I'm dying. It was so bad. Okay. I just feel like, oh, God. It's just that if you're going to smoke, or if you do smoke, be prepared. Your mind is a very powerful thing, and it will fuck you up when you're high.
What's the best high you ever had?
Ooh. Over the summer, when I smoked about every day, it didn't even matter what I smoked. Not that it was like, you know, crack or anything, but
yeah.
When I was just like smoking, it was good, honestly, because it makes me happy, and I'm just the calmest person. I'm cool when I'm not high, but weed it makes you really chill person.
It really does. I see the difference when I smoke weed from when I fucking don't. I'm a bitch. Everybody knows this about me. But when I smoke weed, I'm just like fucking Mr. Rogers out this bitch, but the female version. Like, hello, my neighbor. So what kind of weed have you smoked? What are the different types? You said you smoked Sour D. Have you ever done Purple Haze?
Yep.
How was
Let me see. I've done Sour Diesel, Purple Haze, Green Crack, Skywalker.
Wait. Time out. No, you can't tell me you did something called Green Crack.
It's not crack. It's really green. It's really green. They just call it Green Crack, but it's like
no
super
crack
green.
In it.
It's no crack.
Okay, let's go. Move on.
Skywalker. Skywalker was real. Oh my goodness. I don't know who's ever had Skywalker, but Skywalker is good. It's real. Like, you really feel like you walking in the sky. I sat down in the chair and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What did I just smoke? They was like, Nakia, calm down. I was like, nah, what is this? My body felt so weird. And I was high, like, all day until, like, 11 o'clock at night. Finally went to sleep.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so Skywalker, what else? Of course you had Regs.
I don't know why people make it, you know, to make it seem like it's so bad. It's not that bad, but I wouldn't, you know, really be like, oh, hey, let's go smoke some reg. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Fire, you just had regular fire, no name. A lot of people, I just recently smoked Girl Scout cookies.
I still need to try that.
But your resolution was to quit smoking.
So I know, and I'm going to stick to that.
I'm going
to
make sure you do. When I had the Girl Scout cookies, it was, that shit was good. That shit gave me a chill-ass high. That was, like, one of the best highs I ever had in my life. When I did Haze, I thought I was gonna die.
I went to sleep.
I said, fuck this. I actually came home and went... No, I had sex and then I went to sleep. Okay. Because, you know, sex and weed for me, it's just, like, it's a must-do. Like, you can't just fucking get high and not have sex. That's just... That's a waste of high.
I think it depends, like, on... No. Whenever I smoke, for me, it depends. Because sometimes I'll smoke and I'm chilling. Sometimes I'll just be like, yo, my heart is about to jump on my chest.
That's what happened when I smoked that perf.
Yo... I be thinking I have to go to the hospital.
No, New Year's Eve, we smoked because that was your last day of smoking, of course. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought some regs over and we smoked the regs and we're like, this ain't regs.
I'm like a weed expert. Like, I don't know.
And what happened? I come in the kitchen. I'm like, I'm dying. My chest is hurting. My heart was like pounding. Like,
reg don't do that to you.
It sure don't. That was not regs. I would have to say my worst high. Oh my god, it was horrible.
Oops.
We've been drinking. It was, I was like getting stuck. It was the worst high ever. So, I don't... No, I don't even want to even talk about my worst high. My best high was a Girl Scout cookie, though, definitely. And if I've done any other weed in between time, I don't fucking know the name of it, because when I was smoking, they really didn't have names.
You know what, actually, I won't say that I'm gonna stop smoking forever. I'm just on a break. Nizza has got to get her life together.
I don't think anybody should stop smoking weed forever. I think a break is good. I think everybody deserves a break. We just brought out this pink Moscato, and last night we drank this, and when we woke up in the middle of the night, we did not wake up together. Let me just make this clear. We woke up at different times, but when we talked in the morning, we each had the same fucking problem. And that's that the shit made us hot as fuck. Now, if you know Nizza and you listen to my shit, you know she's anemic and she's fucking freezing all day, every fucking day, even when it's hot. Okay, like right now I'm sweating and she's like, I'm cold. Bitch, you have like frozen vegetables on you.
Yeah, I have frozen vegetables on me.
But the point is, like, okay, I come in the living room in the morning and my AC's on. We're in winter in Jersey, bruh. And I'm like, wait, Niz is at my house right now. Why is the AC on in my living room? So what the fuck happened last night? Please.
I was super turnt last night, guys. Oh my goodness. I didn't know Moscato could do that to you.
It's wine. I told her, like, if I knew wine could fuck you up like this, I would have been drinking this shit. Like, what the fuck?
No, that was, it was bad because I woke up and I have never sweat so much. I do my best to avoid being sweaty. And I woke up and it was like a pool of sweat. I sleep with ice packs on my chest. And my ice packs were melted. My ginger ale was hot. I had no choice but to turn on the AC or I was going to die.
Even Nizza gets hot sometimes.
And usually I'm always cold, but last night was different. I thought I was, worst part, I thought I was going to throw up. Like, I ran to the bathroom and I just sat there. I was like, no, this is not happening right now. All I had was wine. This is not happening. I thought my life was over. I am dramatic. You guys will get to know that. I am very dramatic, but...
She is very fucking dramatic, but she's the sweetest motherfucker you ever meet. I mean, she's a bitch, but...
She can be
a bitch. That's for sure. Me and her, what surprises me is we have, like, a really good relationship, but we're both assholes, so I don't even know how this even works.
And when we are assholes, especially to each other, we avoid each other.
Yeah, like, we don't even... We'll go in different rooms if we're in the same house. Like, okay, she's a bitch today? Okay, fuck it. Let me just go to my room and hide. She'll be, like, in the living room fucking watching TV, like, fucking cunt. Walk by her, like, fuck her. Like...
I don't even bother with her.
Fuck it. Yeah, so, I mean... But she's the sweetest motherfucker you ever meet. That's one thing I gotta give to her. I had to bring her on here. I had to, you know, hear what inspires her, what, you know, when she makes her music, what fucking drives her, what makes her tick with this shit, because if you have not fucking went to her SoundCloud and listened to her shit, You have to do this, like, ASAP.
Support it.
Support this shit. This shit is fucking fire. I mean, it's like, I fucking love it personally. It's in my fucking playlist. Like, I just can't wait till the fucking motherfucker goes high and be all big and shit and's in Hollywood. I'm gonna be watching her at the MTV Awards like, yeah, that's my bitch.
I'm my worst critic, though.
She is. She doesn't even... I had to, like, literally yell at this motherfucker one time in my kitchen, and she's just like, why are you yelling at me? Like, it's just like, yo, you have this talent, and it's, like, wasting away. It's just, like, it lit a fire under her ass. I noticed she started doing mad shit after that. Like, after that, I noticed your shit just, you've been making beat, 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 beat.
I play no games.
It's really good. You are fucking talented. I fucking love you. It ain't because I'm drinking either, motherfuckers. All right, we need to get back on this weed topic. How are we going to end this shit? Like, okay. So we agree. I agree with you. Weed should be legal. I think it should be legal for more than medicinal purpose.
But I don't know. If they're going to legalize it, they should start out with it being for medicinal purposes. Because a lot of people don't know this, but the people that go undiagnosed for, like, depression and stuff, that percentage is very high. And as a person who suffers from depression, marijuana comes in handy. People, you know, when you get depressed, you don't ask for that. It just happens. Yeah. And this, I explained this to my mother. When I get depressed, it happens. I don't like to talk about my problems to people, so what I do, I smoke. And now that I'm not smoking, I'm going to have to deal with it in a different way. But for others out there that do go undiagnosed or anything else, marijuana should be legal for them.
What do you say to the people that say weed is a depressant? It makes you more depressed.
At first, for me, it did. Like, I just sulked and whatnot. But you can't smoke in the dark. Of course, you're going to get depressed. You smoke in the dark and you're depressed. You're going to get more depressed. Like, who does that? Listen to some music, get high, and you will see the complete difference.
So you think it's about how the fucking people smoke this shit. So it's not that it's a depressant. It's just...
It's how you smoke it. Choose
to smoke it and get
high. Your surroundings. Me, when I was smoking, I set up my mother's living room as, like, some 70s scenery. And it looks so nice. There's lights going around the wall. It just looks so good. It feels good. And I don't know. It depends on your surroundings, you know, what you're doing. If you're just sulking and you're in the dark and you're smoking, like, I wouldn't expect to come out of depression either, honestly.
That's the fucking truth. So, there you go. You heard it there first. Alright, so we're just gonna end this shit now, I guess. You got anything to say?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. I love you. Okay.
Wait.
What?
You, listeners.
Listeners, listen up.
Go on my SoundCloud. www.soundcloud.com/simplyNizza. Follow me. Like my stuff. Support it, share it, get it out there. I need as much support as possible.
Can they find you on Twitter as well?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter too. Same thing, Simply Nizza. Follow me on Instagram, Simply Nizza. Look for me everywhere. It's Simply Nizza or just Nizza.
What about Facebook?
Facebook, I have a page. It's Nizza Beats. You can like it, share it, support it.
And for the people who have heard your beats and they want to contact you for, you know, for a beat or some shit, where can they find you?
You can email me at nizzasbeats@gmail.com.
Spell that out for them.
nizzasbeats@gmail.com.
Alright.
Don't forget it.
Make sure you go do that. You heard it here. Weed should be legal, people. It should be medicinal use only.
I'll be back.
And she will definitely be back. We're going to have another fucking topic. I haven't decided on what yet.
It's
going to
be more weed. I'll give it a few months.
We're probably going to be talking about how when she does break probably at the end of the year, we'll fucking make her break or some shit.
I'll give it 3 or 4 months. Maybe 2.
You see how I gave her the benefit of the doubt, though. I gave her till the end of the year.
Definitely not.
All right, so when she smokes again for the first time, we'll see if she had any trippy.
I'll make sure that I come on while I am super stoned and talk to y'all. You're going to be dying.
All right, so thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. We love you. I love you guys always.
Peace.